Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. So one of the challenges I've always had is that I always was a C student, but in retrospect, I wasn't actually a C student. Because the seven challenges is mainly an autobiographical work of the challenges that I ran into, but I've seen them in tens of thousands of kids, thousands of parents have shared with me, I've worked with thousands of teachers, and see come back again and again. And the thing is, I wasn't a C student, I was an A student in understanding, and I was a D student in memorization. And for true learning, you need both. Let me kind of step back and explain that for a little bit. In the process of learning and learning to apply new things, we go out into the world and we encounter things. And part of the encountering is understanding patterns, you know, stuff, how, you know, the seasons change, how math works, how languages works. And by understanding that, we build kind of like pattern recognition, we build understanding, we build the ability to predict, you know, the future. So that's one area of learning. And the other is simple memorization, putting facts into our head. Because by having a huge amount of data available, you can actually, you know, give very smart answers to stuff that you already know. One of the classical examples of this is tables of multiplication. I don't know about your kids, but I see a lot of gifted kids struggle there. And the reason they struggle is that they try to solve it by understanding. And that's easy enough when you learn like the multiplication tables of 1 and 2 and 3, you know, 3 times 3, simply 3 plus 3 plus 3. And that I can kind of like do in my head. But once I get to 9 times 9, it takes me ages to calculate that. So a strategy that worked in a short time using my understanding ability to solve multiplication tables is not, you know, it will not settle for long term simply because it takes too much time and you make too many mistakes. And this is what I see again and again in gifted kids. And it's not that they're unable to memorize, but they are only able to memorize naturally. They're only able to memorize things that come by themselves. Things they're interested in will automatically stick in their brain. The same way it works for me. I'm a walking encyclopedia when it comes to things that I am passionate about. But when I need to learn things that I don't care about, nothing happens. And by now, I've learned a ton of memorization techniques so I can bridge that gap. But most gifted kids do not have that advantage. So what happens in tests is every question that is appealing to their level of understanding, read this text and think something about it or put A and B together, they do brilliant. But when they're just asked, give me the definition of A or B, or use all the knowledge you have about subject A, B, and C and draw a conclusion from that, that's where they struggle. And the challenge in that many tests in school test both understanding and memorization simultaneously. So if you're really good in one of those, the average score will still be a C or a B and probably you will pass with them. As opposed to giving kids feedback and saying, you know, you got an A plus for understanding and you got a D or an E for memorization. And in the end, to, you know, reach the university you want to reach or stuff like that, you will need both. So we're going to train your ability to memorize so your memorization ability is as strong as your understanding. So think about this. Look at your own life. Look at your kid. How does that work? Does your kid learn by memorization, by understanding, by both? And probably if they can learn by both, they will get really good grades. If they can learn by one of these two strategies, they usually do good on some subjects and not on others. And do you also notice the difference between natural learning of stuff they're interested in and kind of like unnatural learning of stuff that they need to learn because school requires them to? I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on this. So if you're really interested in this, in the smartparentingsecrets.com website, you will find more training. And we also go a little bit deeper into, for instance, memorization techniques. So do feel free to come by there and get additional training on this subject. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.